Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Trade Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 21st. The grains closed higher with March corn up 10 and a quarter cents at 662 and a quarter. March wheat up 17 and a quarter cents at 767 and three quarters. And March beans up 4 and three quarter cents, 1484 and a half. The meal settled up 340 and the oil up 2 ticks out here. Wheat and corn strong. I guess the wheat, let's start with that. The cyclone bomb or bomb cyclone is going to be hitting, and it's going to be bringing very cold temps down to 15 below, just as a air temperature in Nebraska for a couple of nights. So you'd certainly expect some winter kill there and in Kansas. The market's kind of ignored it till today. It's possible the corn and the wheat rallied somewhat on President Zelensky's trip to Washington. It's a little bit of a slap in the face to Putin. He usually doesn't sit still for this kind of thing. And we'll just have to see what the response is. But that may have helped push the corn and wheat higher on fears of what Putin might do out here in retaliation. We saw the stock market up 518 points right now. I don't think it's an indication that anybody thinks inflation or interest rate hikes are over. I think it's an indication that corporate profits have been a little bit better than expected, and that's encouraged the market. We had about a 2,000-point break here in the market, and we've rallied about 700 points back. So I'm not sure how long it'll last, but it is what it is for the time being. I think that helped all the grains to some extent out here. Certainly, the dry conditions in Argentina are helping the wheat a little bit. They've had some rains getting more on Friday, but then it looks like it turns dry for the next week. We've seen these forecasts, and it seems like by the time we get to the weekend, they put more rains in. Now, are they going to do that next week or not? You know, who knows? But, you know, they've had some rains. I think it's one of the reasons the beans had a little bit of a struggle here today. Funds are short after today, about 53,000 contracts of wheat. They've got two more days before the long holiday with this cyclone bomb out there. Do they want to cover more before the long weekend? Really wouldn't surprise me out here. The corn and wheat had good technical closes over the 10 and 20-day moving averages, so that's helpful and could certainly lead to higher prices out here. But there's an awful lot of resistance overhead in these markets. We took advantage of the rally today to sell 10% more old crop corn, 10% more new crop corn, and 5% more new crop beans out here. As you know, we like to sell rallies. Had the opportunity here today and tried to take advantage of that. Export sales for tomorrow, they're looking for 400 wheat, 775 in the corn, 1.1 million metric tons for the beans. We did not see any export sales this morning. And again, the rumor is that China is done buying U.S. grain until the springtime. So that's really about it. COVID concerns in China seem to have backed off here. The hogs rallied significantly. China is trying to downplay COVID. But from what I'm hearing from boots on the street is it's a disaster there. Nothing but problems and more cases and more deaths. So we'll see if that holds up long term. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.